Live.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. The U.S. government recovers $2.5 billion in health fraud cases. The USA Today talked about, thanks to the whistleblowers and a renewed U.S. government effort, a record-breaking $2.5 billion from health care fraud cases were recovered at the budget last year that ended up this past September. The amount of money won in cases under the False Claims Act was announced Monday by Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. It's expected that the increased efforts will save an additional $4.9 billion in fraud and abuse over the next 10 years. The money we put back into Medicare, USA Today reported, more than half the money recovered last year came from drug companies, including settlements for illegal marketing of drugs. The government also said that whistleblowers received about $300 million in 2010 for alerting officials about fraud they witnessed in the workplace. Our aggressive pursuit of health care fraud has resulted in the largest recovery of taxpayer dollars in the history of the Justice Department, Associate Attorney General said in a statement to the USA Today. Great information and more money back to take care of the health of our American public. Good stuff. 888-283-7272. Call now with questions about your health, or you can visit us online, asaandrew.com. You can shoot me an email there. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Or if you want us to answer it in private, we have a team that will be glad to do that for you as well. Let's go now to William. Hi, William. Welcome to the show.
Yes, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, man. What's up?
I've been dealing with leg cramps and kind of been dealing with it for, I'd say, at least a year, maybe a little bit longer. And last year, I started listening to your show. I guess it's been about 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I started doing the anti-inflammatory diet. And I noticed a change. I'm a salesman. I'm on the road. I'm in my car probably 10 hours a day plus, 5 days a week.
Sure.
And I know that doesn't probably help the situation, but
no, it doesn't.
It doesn't help at all, I'm sure. But just to try to give you a quick rundown, and I just wanted to get your advice on what I should do. It's been getting a lot better, and it hasn't bothered me near as much as I started doing the anti-inflammatory diet. And I've lost quite a bit of weight. Back in 2007, I weighed 214 pounds, and now I'm down to about 170.
That's great, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I feel a lot better. Every now and then, you know, I'm having episodes maybe once or twice a month with the legs. Not as bad as it was, but about a month ago, it happened again. And so I went to the doctor, and sometimes when it happens, my chest gets a little sore. It's almost like, I don't know, like a catch in there or something. And when I take a shower, it hurts when the water hits. It's just real sore to the touch. And so when I went to the doctor, I saw the nurse, because the doctor was jam-packed that day, and she said it was some kind of an inflammatory thing, like within the chest, and she gave me these pills. Now, that seemed to help the soreness in the chest, but I still had the thing with the legs, and so they did blood work that day, and then they called me a couple days later, and they sent me up to see a rheumatoid arthritis specialist tomorrow, and I guess the main reason why I'm calling is to find out, I guess, what I need to ask about, and because I asked her, I said, what determines, you know, that I need to go see the rheumatoid specialist? And she said, well, you had indicators in your blood work, but they wouldn't tell me what that was. So I guess that's the reason why I'm calling, trying to find out what I need to do.
There's a couple of things that could have shown that. The rheumatoid factor is a blood test that sometimes if they were leaning towards something, they may have thought that that, I mean, a lot of times if that is elevated or positive, then sometimes they would send you over there. ANA is another test they could have run that would have been positive, and they could have sent you over. Uric acid is another one. So there's several blood tests that could have just been little indicators. And a good family doctor or internal medicine doc, you know, it's always good to have a team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where they're kind of the front lines, and everybody has their specialty, and there's a reason for that. Even though they probably could have gone ahead and taken care of you on the spot, it's kind of the merry-go-rounds that's set up in the system. And it's not bad. It's not a bad deal. But it's good to go over there and have them take a look at you.
They did some tests earlier, like
ultrasound,
I was on a CPAP machine for about a year. And after I lost the weight, they took me off that, so I didn't have sleep apnea anymore. But yeah, they also had checked me for restless leg syndrome.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Yeah, and give me, you know, some medicine to try for that. They didn't do any good. That's what they first thought it was maybe that. But now my primary doctor, you know, of course, he looked at my legs, and he said he didn't think it was any, you know, vascular thing. But now I'm cold-natured, always have been, and a lot of times when my legs will hurt, they'll itch, like they'll just itch like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're real cold. So, but I've had stress tests done before, and I haven't seen anything there. But man, it does run my mom's side of the family, heart stuff. So,
well, I would do this if you're going to go to the rheumatologist, which I think is a smart thing to do. Then a couple things. Now, I know you're following the anti-inflammatory diet. Are you taking any supplements at all? The Foundational Four, by chance?
No, I'm just doing the diet.
Consider the Foundational Four, just because the cod liver oil has. And don't do the gel caps. The cod liver oil has the vitamin A, vitamin D, and the omega-3 fats, and that lowers inflammation even more. It's kind of like a turbocharged next step of lowering inflammation in the body. Plus, our bodies are so depleted in the omega-3 fats, too, that might be something to consider. So that's a whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and probiotics. And those are just,
okay.
I mean, really, those are four things that, even though if you're eating well and you're following things to a T almost, we still don't get everything we need in our diet. And that's why the Foundational Four are so important. Those are the four things we just don't get. One thing I would ask your physician is, say, hey, would you mind checking my vitamin D? And here's why. When vitamin D gets low, and most people, most Americans, guys especially, have really low vitamin D levels. I mean, granted, it's in the wintertime now, so we don't get as much sunlight. But even throughout the year, if you're driving in your car 10 hours a day, that lets me know that unless you got the windows down and the sun's coming down through your windows, because it refracts off of the glass, even though we might get hot and feel the sun, you're not getting any benefits from it, then your vitamin D levels are going to be extremely low. Vitamin D goes low, arthritis goes up, inflammation goes up, hormones go all over the place, and our body can't utilize calcium and all the other minerals, which could be an issue of why you're having that ache and pain down there. And if it gets, could be something as simple as a nutritional deficiency. So have the rheumatologist say, hey, man, would you mind, or if it's a gal, say, lady, would you mind running a test on my vitamin D? Get copies of your blood work. Even if you don't know what in the heck those numbers mean, get copies of them. Keep them in a folder. That way you have them, so if someone ever asks you, or you're calling me on the show, or you're asking another doctor maybe some questions about your health, you've got numbers and you can take them with you, because those numbers are valuable to the people that you're asking questions to, and then you can learn some things along the way that can help you. But keep me posted.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the More Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to talk right now. We were going into break, and it was Sam. Sam's been dealing with a lot of fatigue. And, you know, it's one of those things. He drives a truck, and Sam, you're talking about, it's just one of those things where it's just been kind of a decline, and you really notice the big difference in
right.
recent months, more than ever. And you just can't seem to put your finger on it. And we were talking about blood work and how important it is to go get that checked out, because it can be so many different things in the body, and that will kind of narrow things down. But I know you'll consider doing that, but let's talk a little bit about your daily routine right now. I know you drive a truck. What are you all day long in a truck, like 10 hours, or is it multiple days that you're gone, or are you kind of out and back on the same day?
Well, I'm generally out for, I'd say, probably a minimum of a month at a time. I drive over the road. I do, you know, generally I work anywhere from 10 to 14 hours a day, and it's about 70 hours a week, you know. And, I mean, it's a regulated industry hourly-wise. And so, you know, if I'm working about 14 hours, I have to take a mandatory 10-hour break. And, you know, generally I'll just be so tired, I'll sleep. You know, I may go in and eat. And the problem is that, you know, the options for food are extremely limited, because at most truck stops, you know, all you have is, you know, all the fast food restaurants. Subway is probably the, you know, healthiest, but even that, you know, I mean, you're eating so many calories. And, you know, it's hard. I have a cooler, and I try and stock up unhealthy food, but it's like I'm so tired to do preparation. It's a struggle. It's a constant struggle. You know, it's like I'll eat healthy for maybe a few days, then kind of, you know, slip back into it. And I've been trying to eat less and less, you know, but it's hard, because I know I'm probably a nutrient deficient.
Yeah, so. I got it. Well, the reason I'm wondering is just, you know, just to kind of get a game plan of your diet. So you don't do a thing where you pack your meals and make them. You just have to make it happen as best you can on the road, right?
I do. I try to eat organic as much as possible. But, you know, again, that's hard to find. I mean, I try to eat, you know, a good amount of apples. I got a lot of citrus. And, you know, and I try to keep my diet, you know, somewhat fiber rich. That's aside from, like, you know, going into the restaurant. You know, I really like chicken soup, and I'll eat that a lot, you know, but, yeah.
Okay, no, I get it. Well, here's a couple things. With fatigue, like I said, it could be several things. It could be your thyroid, it could be pituitary, it could be anemia, which is low oxygen in the body, which could be a result of B12 or of iron, either one. So there's several things that it could be. But at the end of the day, you've got to figure out exactly where the root cause is. I'm a big get to the root of the problem, not hang out in the branches and just look at the symptoms. So we've got to get to the root cause of what's going on. So your diet, you know, is you do as best you can eating organic. Exercise, I'm assuming, because you're in the truck all day, is pretty much non-existent. And let's get down to the fatigue for a second. Is it all-day fatigue, or do you wake up in the morning tired, or you get tired in the afternoon? Tell me the pattern of how you feel with the overall fatigue.
Well, generally, you know, I'll feel okay in the morning. I'll wake up, you know, I'll wake up maybe 6 or 7 in the morning. But I mean, my sleep patterns at night are kind of different. I have frequent urination, but that's because, like, you know, I drink a lot of water during the day. And for some reason, you know, it's like I don't really have to go to the bathroom much during the day, but it's like a lot during the night. So, you know, that disturbs my sleep patterns. And, you know, I'll wake up, I'll feel fine, I'll drive for maybe about 5 or 6 hours. And then, like, you know, and then the latter half of the day, I start getting tired, and I eat sunflower seeds to keep me awake. Like, you know, the chewing and the salt kind of, like, makes my body tensed up. And that keeps me awake, you know, to a degree. But, and then, you know, then maybe I'll shower at the end of the day,
and, you know, and have a quick bite to eat and go to sleep. But, you know, I understand that also, you know, part of the problem is, like, you know, if I eat any significant meal during the day, that my stomach is working overtime to, you know, and that makes me tired, and that could be a problem, you know.
It is, and it could be.
Yeah.
That's just kind of, I just wanted to kind of see, get a good gauge of where things are. Well, here's a couple of things that if, I know you're doing your best to eat organic. Do you have a copy of my book yet?
No, I don't. No,
okay, it's called Empowering, it's called Empowering Your Health. You can get it at all the bookstores. You can order it at Barnes & Noble and all those places online. But I would encourage you to get a copy of it. And the reason I'm saying that is because with that, you can start on the anti-inflammatory diet. You can carry the book with you, so when you go to a truck stop or you're doing the best you can on the road, it'll show you all the food choices. So even though you can't go organic, you can at least make the better choices in a place like that. Now, exercise, let's talk about that, because that's important for levels of fatigue. Now, what I tell a lot of the guys that are and gals that are truckers, that because a lot of you call the show often, and I always tell people, regardless of your routine and your route and what you have going on, it's good to stop about every 3 or 4 hours and get out and walk, maybe pull off into a truck stop or whatever you have to do where you can walk for about 10 minutes, take some little workout bands or some dumbbells, put it in your truck, take it out with you and kind of do some different exercises. Maybe do that twice a day. Not every 4 hours. If you accomplish that twice a day for about 10, 15 minutes, that'd be great. You'll increase your blood flow. You're going to decrease your chance of ever getting clots or anything like that while you're driving over long periods of time through the years, because that's always a danger, something to be looking out for. But it's going to increase your cardiovascular output, and it's going to help you maintain good body weight, increase your metabolism, which is going to increase your energy levels and cut down on fatigue. Get the blood work done, though, and have your doctor kind of assess everything. And if you want to give me a call back on the show, I think that'd be great. In the meantime, increasing your healthy fats, the omega 3, 6, and 9s are really important, as well as vitamin B5 and vitamin C together in a combo can be really good for boosting up your energy levels and helping the adrenal glands. Great talking with you. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Going to the break, talking with Mike. Mike's been dealing with some issues, his wife has. He's just been the cheerleader, getting all the information and doing everything he can for her. But dealing with thyroid cancer, potentially, and knowing, you know, what's going on in the body with that and what kind of game plan to come up with. You know, Mike, I was telling you, with any kind of cancer, you have to come up with a good plan. And it all starts with what she's putting inside of her body, regardless of if it, you know, it's spread, if it's not, if it's contained, if it's not. The game plan is the same, because you have to, you know, cancer cells are abnormal cells. And so they're basically made from the raw materials that we put in our bodies every single day, plus a little bit of genetics, about 25% or so are genetics. And some cancers have much more of genetic potential to that. But really, it comes down to the choices that we make every single day. Matter of fact, the American Cancer Society said that virtually two-thirds of cancers could be eliminated if we would simply change our lifestyle. So that says a lot right there. So what do we do? Okay, every day now, every meal, everything that she does counts. Everything matters. And so from the foods that she's putting inside of her body right now, whether it's organic or not, whether it has preservatives or not, whether it is chlorinated water or not, you know, as far as all these little details, showering in water that has chlorine in it, you know, just keeping, it's kind of like time to clean house a little bit. And so the foods that she eats really need to be solid, organic, grass-fed as far as meats go, you know, and hormone-free and making sure that she makes the best choices. And my book will guide you a lot. It gives you really what's called the anti-inflammatory diet, which will give you, you know, all the foods that will bring health to the body and get rid of the foods that will literally take health out of your body. So those are a couple things to think about when you're looking through the book. Now, supplementation is a key too, just because there's so many great things out there that can really help the immune system. And that's what it comes down to so much when you're dealing with cancer, is the immune system. You want to build it up. Now, what I'm telling you is not in replacement of anything that, you know, her doctors are telling her at all. This is just helping, you know, lifestyle options that you can think about, because, you know, her team of physicians that's around her, you need to follow everything they're saying. And I'm a big fan of that, because traditional medicine in many regards has great therapies in regards to cancer. Some of them, you know, I agree with, some of them I don't. And, you know, there have been some great success. I worked with a very, very well-known oncologist for some time and learned a great deal. And, you know, so many times we knock, or if you're in the natural side of things, we knock completely, you know, the regular cancer therapies out there. There are some that have made a real big difference in people's lives. So, you know, as a whole, I think it's a personal decision, but, you know, definitely want to follow what the docs are telling her, okay? So that's kind of my two cents for that, if you will. But, I, you know, the eating supplementation, there's some great things out there. Broccoli seed extract is very good. There's some good research behind that. Easy Act Tea is very good, too. There's some really good research. People get very good results, so that's great for the immune system and great for helping the body. You know, the vitamin C is one you got to be careful with, depending on any kind of treatment or therapy a person's undergoing. That's one of the antioxidants that can be kind of an anomaly. It can interfere with several of the treatments that are out there. But yeah, I mean, there's so many. I mean, everything from vitamin E, fish oil, you know, all the basics. You know, good multivitamin, or, of course, the probiotics and the enzymes to help break down your foods better. Because if you're breaking down your food at about an 80 or 90% rate, your body can take the raw materials and make them into good, new, healthy cells, rather than a lot of waste going through the body and being produced into, of course, the abnormal cells. So anyway, just a key. You know, juicing and all of that, I'm a bigger fan of eating whole foods, staying off the gluten, staying off the dairy as much as you can as far as pasteurized dairy. Of course, raw dairy, phenomenal, and goat's milk dairy is great as well. So a lot of good properties. So alkalinity, you can look through the book. There's a huge guide on that within the book that tells you all the foods that will raise the pH, keep you more alkaline, and not keep you so acidic. It's just a part of the game plan. And you're going to find as you look into this, you start researching more, that there's a lot out there. And it's going to be easy to get lost in the details. Create a basic plan. Keep it simple. Have a great team of physicians around you to work with you that can guide you from the day to day. And that's always a good way to go, especially when you're dealing with cancer. It's just one of those, obviously, that there's so many unknowns with all of this, even within the medical community. You know, there's certain factors and statistics, but still, and miracles happen every day. And with thyroid cancer, I mean, that's one that's pretty easy to beat. So, I mean, at the end of the day, making sure that, you know, these cells are doing everything you can, rather, to make sure the cells don't form in the body as best you can. Of course, you are fighting a little bit of genetics, but it's mostly lifestyle, is the battle. And so being proactive is where you want to stay. And so if you need anything, we're always here for you. And don't forget, Empowering Your Health can be a great resource as well. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Shoot me an email, getwellradio.com. That's getwellradio.com. And also, don't forget, our preferred wellness providers are in your area to help you with nutrition and preventative-based health care to take you from where you are to where you need to be. So we will find someone for you to help you in your health journey. You know, 80% of the health challenges we face are diet and lifestyle related, and that's pretty incredible when you think about it, because my old adage is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. That's the hope that we have. The one thing we don't want to lose with our health is hope, because hope is the best medicine that anyone could ever have. We don't want to lose that. And as any doctor or any healthcare specialist that's out there, the one thing I think that they would want to instill in you is not false hope, but real hope. There's the statistics, but then I guess the best way to say it is there's the statistics that we've learned as physicians, And then there's the other statistic of the great physician. And I'm telling you, that one is one that you can take to the bank every single time. They don't need a placebo. They don't need a double blind. It's just one study, and that's the great physician and his results. That's the one I typically tend to bank on. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis. You're going through a tough time in a relationship. Whatever you want to talk about, this show is about you. So many health challenges that we face, but we don't have any answers. It's all about common sense. It's all about going from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Body changes, but the question is, are you willing to change? Let's kick this segment off and go with John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, John.
Hello. Yes, thank you for taking my call, sir. I've got a question for you. You share with me?
Sure am.
Yeah. I've got some struggles in swallowing, okay? Just seems like stuff is lodged there. And I've had an esophagram done, and they didn't find any sort of blockage or anything. And I thought, well, I wonder if there's maybe some candida overgrowth going on up along and through there. And I thought, what might be a good test for that? Any ideas?
Well, so you're having a hard time swallowing, and have you been to the doctors, and you're saying they don't really know what's going on, or you haven't gone that route completely yet?
Yeah, no, I've been to a doctor, and they've tested me, did all the stuff, checking out the throat, you know, checking the strep and all that stuff there. My doc seems to think maybe there's a lot of stress going on. But and this was probably about 2 months ago that I visited him, and it just doesn't, it's kind of off and on, but and I've gotten off all the wheats. I've gotten off the more gluten-free. I've gotten off the sugars and all of that. And it just doesn't seem to get any better.
So it's not shaking it, as we say. It's still there.
It's still there, yeah. And I'll take my herb pills or, you know, and it just seems like they're lodged there. In fact, I've gone to where I open them up and put them in a glass of water so I can swallow them down rather than find them just sitting there. And I tend to wake up in the morning with a lot of mucus. I thought,
what color is it?
Allergy. What?
What color is the mucus?
It's just a clear color of mucus. It's not yellow, green, or anything like that.
Yeah, it could be, you know, a yeast-related issue for sure. I mean, have you done any kind of cleanse at all? There's a super cleanse that I have in my book.
Okay. Right now I'm on a particular cleanse from a particular company, but what that's done is it's somewhat constipated me. It's just like I'm thinking this stuff should be flushing out, and instead I feel like I'm struggling getting some bowel movement.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, when you cut down, if you're doing some kind of shake that's like a cleanse of any kind, times the liquid diets like that can tend to constipate you a little bit. But one of the big issues or things you ought to think about is if it is potentially dealing with yeast at all, if it is candida in any capacity, there's a couple of things naturally.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We have witnessed 2 terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine that doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
We're open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our food for the day is tilapia, one of my favorite fish. You can pretty much find it at any restaurant. It's got tremendous health benefits. The nutrition in it, it's full of protein, of course, low in carbohydrates, has low sodium, but it has healthy levels of phosphorus, niacin, selenium, B12, and, of course, has plenty of essential fatty acids for healthy cell function. It's very low in mercury and low in toxicity levels. So unlike other oily fish that function on carnivorous or high animal protein omnivorous diets, tilapia survives mostly on vegetables, seaweeds, and grains. So this, along with their rapid growth rate and short lifespan and quick turnaround, contributes to the very low levels of mercury that they contain. Mercury, of course, is introduced in very small levels and does not have time to accumulate in their systems like other large oily fish. Now, tilapia is a key part of muscle-building diet. So for muscle building, it's important. So patients in recovery from therapy, they are also rebuilding muscle. People looking to build muscle to naturally burn body fat, and people seeking strength-building foods, tilapia is used to its rich levels of protein and low levels of fat. So the USDA reports that tilapia contains about 2 grams of fat per 3.5 ounces of fish, and there's amazingly low fat volume. Not that the fats are bad for you, but it is good to know that the ratio is at that level. So comparatively, tilapia contains about half the calories of similar quantity of salmon. So if you're worried about fat, which you shouldn't be that worried about it, just so you know, fat and salmon is amazing, is extremely good for you. But again, my opinion, better choices than chicken or beef. But again, a lot of great health benefits. You do have to watch out for the mercury, though, in some of the fish. But tilapia, great superfood, great overall health food. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to MJ now. Hi, MJ.
Hi.
How can I help, darling? What's going on?
So I've recently been diagnosed with Wilson's disease.
Okay.
And it's my understanding that I might have to take thyroid. However, I'd like to exhaust all natural alternatives before taking that next step. And so I'm wondering what might exist.
Well, okay, I got it. So the doctors have told you that recently. Have you had major symptoms, or do they find it in the blood test? What do they...
They found it in the blood test. So I've had fibromyalgia for 10 years, and I recently went to a fibromyalgia clinic, and they did the testing, and so it came up that I have low TSH and high RT3.
Okay, got it. What are they suggesting for you right now?
Well, I have my consultation with them tomorrow, so I was hoping to kind of maybe bring a few ideas to the table and talk it over with them.
Well, it just depends on their mindset. You know, it really does, because, in conventional medicine, we don't really look at a lot of natural options. So you're going to have to get a good naturopathic physician would be a real good option. So what I would do is I would go and I would listen to what they have to say, because the conventional side, they're going to give you a lot of options. I mean, as far as treatment goes, they're going to say, well, you need to avoid low copper containing foods, right? Because you have a tendency to hold on to copper. So you want to avoid things like mushrooms, nuts, chocolate, dried fruit, liver, shellfish, those kind of things. They're going to want you to avoid those foods. And then they're going to give you certain medications, which, you know, again, hopefully will bind to the copper and help chelate it out of the system. That's going to be another thing they try to do. So keeping the copper out of the system, obviously, is the big challenge. But they're going to be heavily concerned about the liver, too. So just from a natural side, there's a lot of great things you can do to support the body. Now, things like aloe vera juice, chlorella, You can get that in a powdered version or in a pill or in a drink. And drinking those have been shown. Again, this is here's the challenge is you're going to be up against Western medicine, normal medicine that we have. Not that there's anything wrong with it because I've been trained in it as well. But I'm just saying if you want to go more of the natural route, then you're not probably not going to get a lot of support in that meeting. But that's okay. Because what you want to do is you want to get all your tools for the toolbox, and then I would go find a naturopathic physician, someone that's been doing it for a while, and then get their opinion, then begin to combine the two. Because for traditional medicine, you're going to definitely want to kind of honor what they say, because Wilson's is no joke. Now, there's a lot of things naturally you can do. I mean, obviously, you can increase your zinc-containing foods, which will throw off the copper. The higher your zinc levels are, just so you know, the lower copper will go. And the higher copper is, the lower levels of zinc. So in Wilson's disease, many times, because your serum levels of copper is so high, you end up having a zinc deficiency. Throws it off. So the more zinc you can get in through your diet, the more avoidance you can have of copper-based foods, the more victory, the potential victory you can have too. So that's just another piece. But yeah, I would get a consultation with a naturopathic physician. Because there's a lot of things I could tell you, but again, you need someone to be able to walk you through that. It's not like, well, these three vitamins are going to be your ace in the hole. You know what I mean? It doesn't work like that. And I know it's kind of scary and all that sort of thing, like the unknown. But there are some genetics pretty heavily involved with it. So it's not like you've done something. You know, it's one of those things where dealing with fibromyalgia and kind of the symptoms for years is a big piece. Now, just a quick question. Have you had a lot of stress in your life, emotional stress?
I mean, on and off.
Okay.
Certainly. I recently had a baby as well, so.
Oh, congratulations. That's great. Well, you know, when you have a lot of stress like that, usually it can trigger the fibromyalgia. It also can trigger some of these other underlying genetic kind of issues. One thing I will tell you, though, for the hypothyroidism, the low thyroid function, iodine could be a possibility. So you might want to bring iodine and tyrosine up to them. Again, they're going to want you to put you on traditional meds for that, but those two natural methods can be an adjunct and may keep your body supported during the process. Keep me posted how that goes. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding...
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.